న్యూయార్క్ సిటీ అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమా May 3, 2008 ట్రీ షేడెడ్ అండ్ సిరీన్ అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమా ఆన్ ఎడ్గర్ టౌన్ బూల్వర్డ్ ఇన్ జమైకా ఎస్టేట్స్ క్వీన్స్ వాజ్ ద సెటింగ్ ఫర్ ద సెలబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద 58th యానివర్సరీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షిస్ మహానిర్వాణ ఆన్ సాటర్డే May 3 at 11 AM. Surrounded by trees in blossom and leaf, it seemed that nature herself was affirming Sri Bhagavan's proclamation that he is forever and always here with his devotees, that life must triumph over death. The celebration began with the unison singing of Sri Bhagavan's marital garland of letters to Sri Arunachala, the bridegroom. This beloved ecstatic hymn of yearning for union with the divine filled and resounded the air as the devotees joined in one voice. Dennis Hattel welcomed one and all with a heartfelt talk which emphasized Sri Bhagavan's final message that he would not leave us, that he would always be here. Dennis recounted the experience of Swami Vishwanatha, who at the moment of Sri Bhagavan's leaving the body, experienced the atmosphere full of light. Dennis also evoked the wondrous appearance of the celestial body, which traced a path across the sky at the time, understood to be a sign of Sri Bhagavan's passing. Dennis had recently met a woman who, as a girl of 18 years, now 76, in Kerala, saw the star and has felt drawn to Sri Bhagavan ever since. And he told the story of an Australian photojournalist who, despite her intellectual and analytical nature, had inexplicably found herself in tears as she walked on the hill and again beside the Mahanirvana room at Sri Ramanashramam. Dennis told her that she simply rediscovered her connection with Bhagavan, that the switch had again been turned on. Dennis emphasized that we all have a relationship with the Maharishi, which has brought us together as one family. Martin Wolf and Asha Kumar intoned a beautiful hymn. Then a most heartwarming video was shown of Srimati Dhirubhai Patel of Bombay, wherein she narrated the story of how, as a guileless schoolgirl, Sri Bhagavan's glance imparted to her such an experience of grace and peace as to have changed her life. Srimatis Aruna Ramanan, Ranjani Ramanan and Nitya Ramanan and the children sang praises of Bhagavan with life and vitality. Varun, Varsha and Aparna Subramaniam led a melodious Ramana Bhajan with heart-melting sincerity, as did Vasudha Vishwanathan. Inspired Vedic chanting was followed by Aarti, performed to the chanting of Na Karmana, Na Prajaya, Dhanena. Mrs. Savitri Ramaswamy's expertly organized army of devotee cooks served many Indian delicacies to commemorate this joyous day of remembrance and celebration. Evelyn K. Safair.